One 17-year-old boy stabbed to death, another in hospital after a row in a Tusla care facility in North Dublin yesterday. Two other teenagers and a care worker were also attacked. The apartment in Donaghmede is home to unaccompanied children seeking international protection. Robin Schiller is with us. He's a news reporter with the Irish Independent. Morning, Robin.
Good morning, Gavin.
What happened?
So what we know at this stage is that at around 11 o'clock yesterday morning, emergency services were alerted to an apartment complex at Grattan Wood in Donaghmede. They'd received reports of a serious incident. Now, when they arrived there, it became clear that this is a property used by Tusla to provide emergency accommodation to minors seeking international protection. Now, they discovered one teenager who was 17 years old. He'd suffered serious stab injuries to the head and chest. And unfortunately, despite the best efforts of paramedics, he was pronounced dead at the scene. An adult female worker was also injured during this incident there, but she'd only suffered, I suppose, minor injuries. And she still required hospital treatment, but her injuries are thankfully minor. And one other teenager was located at the scene. Now, he had to be arrested and subdued by a Gardaí. Now, before he could be, I suppose, formally detained in relation to this incident, he required hospital treatment himself. Now, he remained at a medical facility last night, and Gardaí are certainly waiting to interview him, to speak to him in relation to what exactly happened at that property in Donaghmede yesterday.
So tell us more about where this happened and who was in charge.
So this happened at the Grattan Wood apartment complex in Donaghmede. Now, it's a quiet residential area just off the Hole in the Wall Road in Donaghmede. There are a number of apartments there, mainly predominantly private properties where families and young people live. But there's also a unit in there that's operated by Tusla, the Child and Family Agency. Now, they confirmed yesterday that one of the units where this incident happened is one where they provide 24-hour care to four separated young people seeking international protection. They also confirmed that the incident involved two young people, during which a fatal injury was sustained, and that they are cooperating with Gardaí. And they also said in their statement that their immediate priority is the safety and well-being of other young people and staff at this unit. Now, obviously, they're assisting Gardaí, but the overall command of this investigation was on Garda Síochána, and an incident room has been established at Coolock Garda Station, and a senior investigating officer is overseeing that inquiry.
How long have the boys been living there?
We don't exactly know how long two of the juveniles who are not connected to this incident live in there, but we certainly know that the 17-year-old male who was fatally injured in this incident, he only arrived in the country in recent days, as recent as 5 days, I understand. So not a very long period of time. He was awaiting to, I suppose, be moved on at a later stage to other accommodation. But obviously, given the fact that he was an unaccompanied minor who arrived in the state, he had to be placed in that Tusla care facility first before any other arrangements could be made for him.
And what happens now, Robin, and what are Gardaí saying about their investigation?
Well, formally, Gardaí are saying that they are not looking for anyone else in relation to this incident. They say it's contained, that there's no wider threat or danger to the rest of the community. The deceased body was removed yesterday from the scene, and a post-mortem examination is expected to be carried out later today. Now, formally, Gardaí are also saying that the results of this examination will determine the course of the inquiries, but all indications are from the initial investigations that this will confirm a murder investigation, and that will be now the focus of their inquiries once that post-mortem examination is completed.
Robin, thanks for speaking to us. That's Robin Schiller, news reporter with the Irish Independent. We'll have more on this in the second hour of the programme. It's 16 minutes past 7.